Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 925 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. It's a good Monday, 2:08 p.m. right now on Monday, February the 7th. But let me tell you, as I was getting ready for today, earlier this morning, I had a couple of interesting phone calls from people, key people in the State House. And in both calls, we were talking about the current situation with the school choice legislation that we've been laying out for you here on the show. The amazing thing is there's apparently a number of legislators who are hedging on this legislation, but not for the reasons you would expect. I'll get to that in a minute. Before I tell you the absolutely abysmal reasons that the bill sponsor is currently struggling, let me paint a picture for you. Some years ago, I had the opportunity for some military training down in Panama. It was really interesting for me to be on the ground at a military base where my own grandfather had served as the base commander almost 50 years prior. Panama is a beautiful country. And on one particular day when I had some time off, I made my way over to the major locks on the Panama Canal to watch a cargo ship come through. And it was amazing, y'all. That full-scale giant sailing vessel wedged into this little man-made channel, the locks, if you will, moving in at a snail's pace and sitting still while the locks would raise and lower them up to 26 meters. That's like 60-some-odd feet, maybe 70 feet. And then lower them back down as needed so they could exit out the other side. At the time I was there, the Panama Canal was already 85 years old. It is now 107 years old. But before the Panama Canal was finished in 1914, ships had to go around Cape Horn at the southern end of South America to move their cargo between the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean. It added like 50% more time to the trip. But navigating through the Magellan Straits, those were exceedingly dangerous routes, and it could cause worse problems for the ships. So the canal was originally commissioned as a cut-through for ships, but it's clear that the founders of the canal idea had no concept of just how much the shipping industry would be affected by it. So the Panama Canal to this day gets 10 to 15,000 ships a year through it. That's every single year. 5% of the entire world's trade goes through the Panama Canal. Over 14,000 transits through the canal every year. So for 100 years, shipbuilding worldwide has been governed in part by the size of the Panama Canal. Basically, if you were a competitive shipbuilder, you had to keep your ships scaled to a size that could fit through the locks of the Panama Canal. It has had an epic impact on the world. But it wasn't always that way. In fact, it was once considered folly, a fool's errand, a failed project started and abandoned by the French first, until leadership in the form of Teddy Roosevelt came along. You see, Roosevelt believed that he had a mission in mind that would serve the greater good. He chose to launch the mission for good or bad and let the debate rage in the aftermath. In fact, in 1911, former President Theodore Roosevelt told an audience in Berkeley, California, that he had decided as the chief executive to ensure access to the Isthmus of Panama and then part of the nation of Colombia to get the canal built as what he held the centerpiece of America's glowing global power. This is his quote. He said this, Teddy Roosevelt. He said, "The Panama Canal would not have started if I had not taken hold of it, because if I had followed the traditional or conservative method, I should have submitted an admirable state paper, occupying a couple of hundred pages, detailing all the facts to Congress and asking for Congress's consideration." He went on to say, "In that case, there would have been a number of excellent speeches made on the subject in Congress. The debate would be proceeding at this moment with great spirit, and the beginning of work on the canal would soon be 50 years in the making." He said, "Fortunately," this is great, he said, "fortunately, the crisis came at a period when I could act unhampered, and accordingly, I took the isthmus, I started the canal, and I left Congress not to debate the canal, but to debate me." You see what he's saying? He saw the need, and he went forward, because it was the right thing to do, and it had to get done. Now, were there problems? Yes. Was there questionable use of foreign policy at times in this? Yes. Did it make people nervous and rock the status quo? Yes. Did it change the world? Yes. It did not matter to Roosevelt what people said about him. It did not matter whether or not he could point to success first in other places. It did not matter that he might not get reelected. What mattered was that America was in need of a game changer, because the world stage was developing and we had limited opportunity for self-reliance in the transcontinental shipping without a means of safely and quickly traversing between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, not to mention the benefit it gave to our naval forces. So the canal was built, and the rest is history. So I tell you all of that because my first point in my opening comments, right now, there's a bill in Montgomery that would change the face of education in Alabama as we know it. The Parents' Choice Act has the potential to become the Panama Canal of education policy in Alabama. Keep in mind that we are 50th in the nation right now. 50th. Really, we're 52nd in math. And yet the calls that I got this morning indicate that some Republicans in Montgomery, many of whom have already taken campaign donations from the teachers' union, are just fretting and worried this bill might actually create some changes. Well, that's the whole point. I'm hearing it's also said that despite the empirical evidence that Alabama schools are ranked dead last in the nation, that members of the House and Senate really haven't been hearing from their constituents on this. Well, I question whether or not they've been seeking those opinions. I've also been hearing that many of them are in campaign mode already and don't want to go down a road that will make some establishment education folks and members of the teachers' union mad. Well, they run the risk that as the story gets out that there may be any number of moms and dads who are mad if the bill's not given the light of day. See, this bill is hard. I get it. So is the Panama Canal. But this bill is also easy if you get down to it. So is the Panama Canal. Unless you can attribute an actual policy position for your no vote on this school choice legislation, Mr. or Mrs. Legislature, then you must look to the broader view. What is good for Alabama? What is best for the state as opposed to just what is good for your reelection? Doing the same thing and remaining in last place, or doing something innovative and digging the education canal against all odds? Our kids deserve more than just the same old, same old. Great legacies do not come from playing it safe. So go big or go home. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I tell you what, if there's anybody in Montgomery right now saying, well, that's fine for him to say, he's not the one down here having to do it. I got news, I did do it. 8 years. When I first got in 2010, we had to fight the teachers union for everything. We had to fight the teachers union just to properly balance the budgets. We had to fight the teachers union just to put together a reserve account for education. We had to fight the teachers union to align their retirement plans in such a way that they wouldn't collapse. We had to fight the teachers union to pass the first measures of school choice like the Accountability Act and charter school bills. And we won. And we did it. And it was a fight. And it was ugly. And it was worth it. I'm just saying. You folks in Montgomery right now, y'all. Fight the fight or go home. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.